It's time for the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the Relationship Doctor, and I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel, and every weekend we are here and we're doing life together, and we're really glad that you've joined us.
Dr. Linda, today's program is going to hit home.
It's going to challenge you, Chris. You
yes.
have two daughters.
Right.
And I know they're still really young.
Mm-hmm.
But do you ever think about the day when they'll go out on dates?
Every day. Honestly, every day.
I think about
these days that are coming in the next 8 or 10 years and don't like to think about it.
Well, I don't think you're alone. And every parent right. or grandparent watches a child grow up and they enter the world of dating, which honestly is a little bit scary. I've been through this with my kids. And right now we're actually entering prom season.
That's right.
That can bring a host of anxious moments to families with teens as well. Prom season can stir up a lot of jealousy among friends. It can create hurts and upsets in those fragile teen relationships.
Right.
Things can get very out of control at times. So today we're going to discuss dating and talking specifically about proms and formals at schools because we want to help families and friends and even the church. I hope there's somebody from a church youth group listening to this who can really take this information and begin to use this to navigate the prom season.
Well, I'm glad we are discussing this so I can prepare myself for the future. I've got the three kids we talked about.
Yeah, you've got three. So you've got a boy, and boys are involved in this mix of dating just as much. We're just as concerned about boys
right.
as we are about girls.
And right now, I do hear a lot of parents dealing with issues around the prom. How important is it for church groups to address this issue?
I do want youth groups and other church groups to really help because they should come alongside parents in this topic. We're talking about dating. We're talking about going to these events. Sometimes kids will talk in their youth group and they might not talk at home as much. So if
right.
youth leaders and churches can bring up these issues around prom and help people navigate the parties, navigate the preparation, and help the kids understand that the voices that they're hearing out in the culture are going to be counter to the things
right.
that we want Christian kids to do or just any child to do. But especially for Christian kids where we have to help them figure out, I live in the culture, I want to participate in these things, but I don't want to give in to things that are going to go against my values.
I'm taking notes.
He's writing on his paper.
Because you've been through this with both of your kids.
Yeah, I have. The fun side of prom is that when you see those kids all dressed up and they're taking pictures with their friends and everybody looks so beautiful and grown up. And I tell you, Chris, these days they spend a whole day at spas and getting their hair done and all
right.
kinds of stuff. We never had any time to do that. We just did our own thing. But it's all changed.
Yes.
And so as a parent, you can look at them and they look very grown up and they're going out on this date and it can be a little frightening because you're looking at these kids that you knew as toddlers and now suddenly they're together and they're dating each other.
Right.
So you have to be ready for this as a parent.
Well, many of us have memories of our own dating and prom and all of that. Is that why we become anxious about this at this time of year?
You know, it could be. If you are someone who had a terrible experience at a prom or a formal, or you did things that you regret, you may have that same trepidation with your kids. I talked to a lot of parents who did act out. Maybe they didn't know the Lord at that time, or they just went through very difficult teenage years. And they go, boy, my kids try to pull something over me. I know every trick. But they also know what could possibly happen. That can send some anxiety into your own thinking when you're sending your kids out on those dates. So we want to help you with that as well. We don't want you to live in fear about this and be anxious about it. We want to help you navigate these events.
Dr. Linda, let's look at prom themes that are popular today. Here are some of today's top trending themes. Let's start with this one. Las Vegas. Let the good times roll.
So
are you sending your kid to that?
You know, they have this for fundraising in schools now where they're gambling and they're teaching them all this stuff. I think it's better that our producer came in here. Their theme at their prom many years ago was purple haze with a 20-foot picture of Jimi Hendrix on the wall. Do we really want to put a picture of someone who's dropping acid and
right.
who didn't live very long because of his drug use? I'm not sure that was the best role model for the prom.
Maybe not. Now, vintage masquerade.
No, I kind of like that one,
yeah.
Where you dress up and have some old costumes on, or you use the little masquerade glasses that people use in Shakespeare days or something. That could be harmless.
I was about to say, a picture sort of a Victorian type.
Yeah, that seems like it could be harmless. How about Hollywood, Night in the Spotlight?
I don't know.
It depends on which person we're talking about in Hollywood.
Right, exactly.
Hollywood doesn't always give us the best role models.
And then the Golden Age.
Yeah, those are throwback themes.
Yeah,
I think a lot
right.
of times they'll throw back to a decade.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 80s and 90s and 70s, and sometimes they do a throwback.
Right.
Do you remember at all what your prom theme was?
No, and since we've been talking about this show, I tried to remember. It wasn't that long ago.
I'm older than you are.
Right.
Mine was a long time ago, but I honestly cannot remember. I remember standing mm-hmm. under an arch and getting a picture taken.
Right.
And I remember the decorations.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that there was not any food.
No
which
food.
Was a problem.
Right.
Some punch or something, but it wasn't this big memorable thing with a theme like we're seeing today.
I do remember at the end shaking the DJ's hand because he did a really good job.
Well, and look at now you're in the radio business.
He was a great influence in my life.
Yeah. So let's talk cost, because this is where parents are going to have their jaws drop if mm-hmm. they haven't been through a prom yet. I was shocked when I read this, Chris. The average cost of the prom today mm-hmm. is over $900.
Surely that's just for the girls.
You better start saving now. You've got two.
Right.
No, that includes the boys, too, because boys have to rent tuxes.
But they're not, well, he rents the limousine.
And the limo.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they have to get flowers. Mm. Tux rentals aren't cheap. They're not as expensive, I don't think, as the dresses.
Right.
But this is crazy that it costs so much. And dads outspend moms.
That doesn't surprise me.
Now, why would you think that?
When she walks up and says, Dad, look at this dress.
Yeah. And it's only $1,000. I've got to have it.
It's the one night a year when your daughter gets to be the princess.
The princess.
Right.
And that's one of the issues that I think is going on, because
right.
families with lower incomes spend the most.
Mm.
And so it may be that they're trying to compensate for feeling like, I'm going to even the score on this mm-hmm. one night. They're going to have the best like everybody else does, even if they can't afford it. That's the concern that I would have. I just think we're spending way too much money
right.
on this overall. It's getting a little crazy, and it's hard for families. Maybe you need to do some shopping at formal consignment shops. You can get some really good deals there. My daughter-in-law got her wedding dress at a consignment shop.
Really?
It was stunning, and it cost $20. I should put a picture on Instagram to show people. It is stunning. You can go to these shops, and you can pick up a formal, and it can be a stunning formal. Here's another tip. Parents can have their child's makeup done at the department store. Mm-hmm. Just go into one of those department stores and say, let's try my eyes. And then they can get it done for free rather than spending money on a makeup artist.
Your daughter-in-law should start a reality TV show and say, who can get the cheapest dress and still look awesome?
Her dress was beaded from top to bottom. It
wow.
was stunning. I could not believe. She had to have it altered, so she paid more for the alteration than she did for the dress. That just goes to show you there are ways to save money. Sometimes when you're saying yes to the dress, you might want to consider that consignment or someone else. I passed my prom dresses down to my friends.
Oh, wow.
We just have a pool, and we just let people borrow them and mm-hmm. take them. So that's a good way to do it as well.
Well, let's talk about prom dress attire quickly. There was a Connecticut high school a couple of years ago that enforced a dress code. But there were students who were upset about that, and it made national news. Do you think it's good for schools to enforce a prom dress code?
I do think there need to be some guidelines. This is an important topic. What I'd like to do is come back to this after the break, because I think there's some thinking behind this that I want to help parents talk about, because I do think there's more to this issue than just somebody making some decisions. So let's go to the break. And after the break, we're going to talk about this topic of dating and proms and formals and how you could navigate that time.
If you want to learn more about lasting relationships, visit Dr. Linda Mental's Facebook, Dr. Linda Mental, author and speaker.
Conflict is a part of every healthy relationship. How you deal with conflict is what will either grow or destroy relationships. Do you avoid? Maybe you become highly emotional and then regret what you said or did. Getting control of our emotions is not always easy, but it is possible. Hi, this is Dr. Linda Mental, and I wrote the book We Need to Talk in order to help all of us deal better with conflict.
Dr. Linda Mental's latest book, We Need to Talk, is available now in bookstores everywhere. Or visit her online at drlindahelps.com. drlindahelps.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. If you're just joining us, we're discussing the pressures families feel with teen dating, especially around this season of prom time. And this being prom season, we want to remind you that if this show would strike a note with someone you may know in your family or a friend, you can go to myfaithradio.com and find this program archived and give them the link, especially if they have teens dealing with this time of year. And Dr. Linda, before the break, we were getting into the attire that we see
right
during prom season. What is modest?
This is where it gets a little bit tricky.
And I've got an answer. Let dad decide. he'll take care of that in a
hurry.
Well,
I actually like that idea, Chris, because if a dad can look from the perspective of a guy,
right,
and I think dads have to give that perspective to their daughters. And then moms can also talk to their sons about what kinds of pressures that they feel from the girl's point of view. Mm-hmm. It's good to have the opposite sex parent talking about how this works out. And I would encourage not this just to be one parent talking, but both parents talking.
Right.
And that influence. Having a dad look at it and say, from a guy's point of view, and my husband used to do that, he would say, modesty is about not being so provocative
right
that you're creating an opportunity for a young man to lust. When there's a lot of skin showing, when you're being very suggestive with very high cut slits and parts of the back out and a lot of skin, it is difficult for the young guys
it
to
is,
be
yes
looking at that and mm-hmm trying to exercise control. Now, they have to exercise self-control. Obviously, that's the part that the guys have to work on.
Right.
But it isn't a good idea to make it so difficult on both sides. I think parents can be a good judge of that. And it's gotten so bad, Chris. That's why mm-hmm schools got involved.
Right.
And there was this outrage when the school in Connecticut put down some guidelines. They made people bring in their dresses and try them on. And they said no to certain dresses because there was too much skin showing and it was too provocative. And I don't think that's a bad thing. The kids don't like it. And part of the reason that the kids don't like it is because they're looking at Hollywood.
Right.
And they're looking at those red carpet dresses and the way that most of these celebrities dress, which is very provocative.
Mm-hmm.
And they're thinking, oh, that's how I'm supposed to look. And yet we have to be really clear to our teens that this is not a model of modesty in terms of our body. So the one scripture I will invoke here is the scripture from Corinthians that does say, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. One of the ways we glorify God in our body is to be modest with our body and to use our body in an appropriate way, not to be tempting others and be suggestive and provocative and trying to send a message that maybe we don't want to send.
With the peer pressure that's in show business today, convincing your teen of that piece of scripture from 1 Corinthians
yeah
is going to be a challenge for sure.
Well, you have to read it. Take
mm-hmm
out your Bible and read it and say, this isn't my idea. This is God's
right
idea. But God has these ideas for these reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Give the reasons. And then kids are usually able to grasp that a whole lot more than if you just say, no, you're not going to do that.
Right. And before the break, we talked a little bit about the costs involved
mm-hmm
of this fashion explosion
oh,
that takes
goodness
place during the prom season. And we also talked briefly about after parties as well.
Yeah. And this is where it gets really dicey because this is where a lot of parents and even friends and even the kids themselves, I have to say, feel pressure about
mm-hmm
these after parties. And many of these kids rent hotel rooms
right
for the night. They're unsupervised. To me, this is a setup in some ways for date rape, which is very uncomfortable to talk about, but it does happen. It's easy for someone to slip a drug into
right
a drink, and then you don't remember the rest of the night, and then you find out later that there's been some sexual assault or something that has happened. Teens are really setting themselves up for problems with these renting of hotels and lack of supervision. And when you combine drinking and drugs and raging hormones, this is just not a good mix.
I was looking at the notes earlier and saw those three key words.
Yeah.
And what a terrible combination.
Yeah, that really is.
Yeah.
So what can you do with that? Here's the first thing, parents. You need to know the specific plans for after the prom.
Mm-hmm.
We were joking. We were all talking in here about the after the prom was just going to someone's house, having a picnic, just doing something. But now it's become this massive production.
Right.
And there's all these plans. And so parents need to know specifically what those plans are. And here's the most important of that is you need to know if parents are supervising those after-hour plans and if drugs or alcohol be present. I was horrified. I did find out during my daughter's prom that there was a family who was supervising the kids, but they were allowing all these kids who were underage to drink at their house.
Right.
And if that's the case, my kid's not going to that party. You need to find out, are there people in the house, parents in the house, grown-ups in the house who are supervising? What are they doing about drugs and alcohol and making sure that this is a safe night? And if you allow your teen to stay out all night, and a lot of them think it's fun to stay out all night, and then they go to breakfast together when the sun is coming up, where will they be? I would suggest that you have supervision, regular check-ins, that they discuss their plans ahead of time, and that maybe you even volunteer to be one of those chaperones or one of the people that are involved in those after parties, or maybe even have the after party at your own house.
Right.
That was one of the ways that I thought would be easy to deal with that.
The topic on the program today is prom pressures, since it is prom season. Dr. Linda, say more about the sexual pressures during this time of year with prom.
I think one of the difficulties is the guy is spending a lot of money, and sometimes these are equal, but mostly it's still the guys. We're still kind of traditional that way,
right,
where the guys are spending a lot of money on a limo and flowers and making the night right. And so sometimes there's this pressure that he's spending all this money. Maybe I need to give something back. And sometimes that something back can be some kind of sex. The pressure for the girls is usually to lose their virginity during prom night, when they feel like they're this princess and they're all dressed up and love is in the air. At least that's the way girls think about it. That's where the dads come in, Chris. The dads can say so much that love isn't so much in the air, but it's much more about the sexual arousal that's in the air. You've got to be careful not to confuse all these wonderful emotional feelings with the fact that this is real love.
And you might add in, too, that prom night is not reality.
It
isn't. This is a one-night event.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dress. It's a tuxedo. It might be a limousine. It's dinner. That's the end of it.
Right.
Don't risk your virginity on one night.
And the decisions that you make that night, if you're the teen listening to this, is so important, because just giving in to that night and thinking, well, it's just one night and it's wonderful and everything's great here, it can have a lifetime of consequence. You can have an unwanted pregnancy from that. And then you're talking about the life of a child that's now involved. One of the things that kids rarely think about is the risk of sexually transmitted infections. Mm. And this is rampant in the population in general. The idea is, if you have sex with somebody, there's a very high percentage, I think it's 1 in 5, it may even be 1 in 3, are infected with what we call an STI, a sexually transmitted infection. And then there's the risk of emotional hurt, because then after the prom is over, maybe those relationships break up, they start dating somebody else, and the person has given themselves to somebody, and now they're not even in that relationship. And then here's the thing, you don't get your love and your acceptance needs met from giving into some temptation at the moment that maybe you think you might feel more loved, that you might feel wanted for that moment. But that doesn't solve it. Just having a momentary time with somebody is not going to make you feel better in the long run. And then certainly the biggest thing is that sex and love are not the same thing. And they're very confused in our culture. And sex is often shown with very few consequences in the culture, especially on television and movies. You see people hooking up all the time, cohabitating, having sex. I listened to a show the other day. One of the main characters was like, oh, I haven't had sex in 3 days. And she was lamenting that she didn't have sex in 3 days. The message from a lot of the television shows that these kids watch and movies is that it's the most natural thing and there are no consequences tied to that. So we have to be very careful at explaining that God designed sex for marriage. And it's not that the Bible's old-fashioned. You know, the word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But God knows the hurtful consequences that follow sex outside of marriage. And his word is actually a protection. This is where youth groups really need to take on this topic of sex outside of marriage. What does it mean? What can it do? And parents, you have to be the number one conversation with that. And then the church comes alongside you. This is not a one-time conversation, Chris, that parents can have with their kids. If you're waiting to talk about dating and sexual activity until the prom hits or until your child goes on their first date, that's too late. This conversation needs to start early in a child's life, where you begin setting the ground rules for why we believe what we believe and why virginity, even if it's not popular in the culture, is something that people never regret. I've never talked to a person who regrets that they were a virgin, but I've talked to a lot of people who regret that they just gave themselves away to very casual sex. In reality, there is no such thing as casual sex. Tough topic for parents, but we have to talk about it.
The prom is supposed to be a lot of fun, but it can be a heavy subject. We'll deal with that more here on the Dr. Linda Mental Show as we talk about prom pressures when we come back.
This is the Mental Health Minute. Here's Dr. Linda.
Is every spare minute of your life filled with some activity, event, or demand? If so, you could be suffering from a very common American disease. It's called overcommitment, and it has seeped into every area of our lives. I'm Dr. Linda, the relationship doctor, and yes, I'll admit it, I've fallen prey to overcommitment in my life just like I imagine you have. Saying no occasionally is the best defense against overcommitment. But if it's too late and you're already overcommitted, here's a little tip to help you make it through. In the busiest days, you can still stop and take five just for yourself. When your heart is racing and your thoughts are whirling inside your head, your effectiveness just plummets. But if you'll pause right in the middle of all the hubbub, maybe close your eyes, breathe deeply, and remind yourself that the current task will be completed, you'll feel an immediate sense of relief. Then you can head back into the job at hand with renewed focus and energy. And when the next chance comes to overcommit, it comes your way, you can work on your priorities by just saying, hey, no.
Hey, it's Chris Weigel here. If you missed the Dr. Linda Mental Show, you can catch up by reading her blogs or listening to her podcasts on the MyFaithRadio.com website. You're listening to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Spring is in the air, and so is the prom this time of year. And thus far, we may have scared you to death with some facts and figures concerning what parents go through during prom season. But we have some tips for you from empoweringparents.com.
We're going to run through these really quick because these are good for you to be aware of. Number one is to be aware of your own heightened anxiety around prom that could relate to your own experience or what you've heard from other parents. Just be ready. The second tip is to trust your gut. If you feel something is not right and you don't like the plans that are being made, then go with that and talk about it with your kids. Sometimes that gut feeling can be the Holy Spirit talking to you. The third tip is ensure appropriate supervision. I said that, but I can't say that enough times. Even for kids who tend to be really great kids, they can get in situations that they are afraid of. And here's one of the things that I want to say about that is always tell your child they can call you and they can get out of a situation if they need to.
Right.
So make that clear too. Another tip is to consider everything in between, from the beginning of when they come to your house to the end of the night. Be a producer, is what I say. Produce the event and make sure you know where they're at and they're checking in at regular intervals. And that's the other tip, check in at regular intervals.
Right.
Make sure that you figure it out. You can text. Lots of easy ways to do that now that we have cell phones. Another one, communicate with the other parents. There's power in numbers. Get together with the parents that are involved in your prom. Make sure that they're asking questions of their kids. Make sure that you're all on the same page and that if somebody is concerned or they hear something from one of their children, I would say have a calling tree and talk to each other because that's a good way to do it.
Right.
And have a plan. We've been talking about a plan. Make sure that you know exactly what the limits are, that your child knows what's expected of him or her that night, what the consequences will be if they're not following the rules, and hopefully set them up for success so that they do follow the rules and have a great night with this. And then finally, continue to have expectations about their behavior, not just at prom time, but all the time through the year, because they're going to be dating and they're going to be encountering very difficult decisions where they have to know how to say no to things, where they have to have good decision-making skills, and they need to know what to do if they find themselves in a risky situation or they're in a dangerous place where they need to get some help or get out. This is a night to begin that conversation. It's also a night to carry on that conversation. Hopefully that will help you give some ideas.
These tips may not be something that your teen wants to hear about. Supervision. Call you every hour? Are you kidding me? But if you're able to communicate to your teen some of the ramifications of the things that can happen on prom night, and like you said, talk to them and make that a continual conversation, maybe that will soften the blow.
I think you just be real natural about it and go, you know, we want this to happen. It's going to be fun,
right.
But here's the way it's going to go down. You're still the parent, so you can set this off. Don't make it contentious, but just say, here are the rules. Here's what we're going to talk about, and here's how we're going to do this.
Maybe it's time to talk about how much fun the prom can be.
Let's get the upside
That's
to prom, right?
Right? Some good things that can actually happen on prom night.
Yeah, here's a great little story. An Alabama teen asked her grandfather to her prom because he didn't get to go to his prom since he was serving in the Korean War.
Oh, wow.
Now, can you imagine what a great teen that is who asked her grandpa to go? She walked in with him, and grandpa got to experience prom for the first time.
A South Dakota teen asked his 10-year-old sister to his first high school dance because his sister was battling cancer, and he wanted to spend as much time with her as possible while she was still doing good.
Wow. That almost makes me cry.
I know, it's incredible.
So what a great sibling to be thinking of his sister and take his sister and she can go to the prom. That's so wonderful.
Right.
So, Chris, this story will unfold next weekend. A Park Vista High School cheerleader, her name is Mikhail, has invited her good friend, his initials are JMR. Mikhail has gone to two proms already, but she declared, "I didn't want to go with just some random guy." Mikhail knew that her friend JMR, an 18-year-old senior, had one last chance to go to a prom. So in spite of her friend's disagreement, Mikhail asked JMR to be her date. And you see, JMR is a special needs student and one of Mikhail's good friends. So Mikhail says, "I think this will be the most special prom for me yet, because I'll be making someone else happy."
You know, the reason I respect her is because she's not listening to her little twit friends that are saying, "Don't go, don't go." She was a bigger person than them.
And she's not thinking about herself. She's not being self-centered. She's thinking about somebody else, which is wonderful.
Right.
So good for you, Mikhail.
That's right. And we talked about a few scriptures that would help parents and teens deal better with the prom and dating. The Bible doesn't necessarily address the prom, but are there a few that can encourage us in the right direction?
So we only have time for one scripture, but I've got a good one, and that is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." So the message here is don't throw away those plans on a night of regret. Think about the consequences of the action and honor God in all that you do, including with your body and with other people. And that's all the time we have for today. Many thanks to our producer, Katie Reshetko, and Pam Miller, our engineer, Caleb Carpenter, our social media director, Hannah Duke, and our post-producer, Chris Underation. And thanks, of course, to you, Chris Weigel, my co-host, who makes this show a conversation. From all of us here at Faith Radio, talk to you next week. In the meantime, remember, we're doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone.
The Dr. Linda Mental Show is a production of WQLU-FM 90.9 in Lynchburg, Virginia.